Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Part 4. Andrew and Feline stepped out of the portal and into a small, dark alleyway. Above them, metal fire escapes hung on the sides of two tenement buildings, built so close together that the alleyway was barely wide enough for a line of garbage cans. Andrew looked behind them and saw that the black brick wall still held a faint shimmer from the portal. It was still there, as Howard had said.
"Ugh, it's cold,"
Feline said with an unhappy voice and pulled her coat tighter around her.
"Why would this guy Jim even live here? Why not in California?"
"Not everybody gets to live in California," Andrew said. "This is Chicago, and it's known for being cold." He looked at the photo in his hand and stuffed it into his coat pocket. "Okay, we know where the guy lives. Of course, I've never actually been to Chicago before, and even if I had, this was about 50 years before I was born."
"There's got to be a map somewhere," Feline said.
"Probably not like we're used to. This age isn't particularly user-friendly. But I've got an idea." Andrew took her hand and led her out of the alleyway and into the street. The snow fell quietly around them, and even the street was covered in it. He spotted a crew with shovels clearing off sidewalks further down the street. "If anyone in this town knows where anything is, it's the cab drivers. We need to find a taxi." He looked up and down the street, but didn't spot anything that resembled one. "Let's go inside and call one. There's a cafe up there on the corner." They made their way along the sidewalk and entered what was really more of a bar than a cafe. Signs on the walls and on a snow-covered one outside proclaimed that Prohibition is over and encouraged people to drink your fill.
"That's right! December 1933!
Andrew hit his forehead with his palm.
"How could I forget? Prohibition's just ended. Everyone's probably getting drunk these days."
"Why?"
Feline said, looking around at the people who were cheerfully drinking large glasses of beer and whiskey.
"Because they couldn't do it for several years. It's a long story. I'll explain later. Come on, let's find out if this place has a telephone."
The phone was in a booth at the back of the room. Andrew took the heavy receiver off the wall and put it back again.
"We need to know the name of this place. Otherwise, we can't order a taxi to come get us. Go ask the bartender."
Feline made her way back to the bar and spoke to the bartender for a few seconds before coming back to Andrew.
"He says 1010 31st Street, and he thought I was strange for not knowing where I was."
"All right, thanks."
Andrew picked up the receiver again.
"Hello, Central? Can you connect me to a taxi company?"
While they waited in the warm bar for the taxi to arrive, Feline kept looking at the people drinking. Not just men, but several women were drinking like their life depended on it, throwing back large glasses with alarming speed. She frowned, unsure why they would do so, even after a long abstinence. But then she had never understood the idea of alcohol in the first place. Her nose was tickled by a lot of strange smells, but none of them pleasant, and she was happy when Andrew finally took her arm and led her to the taxi outside. The address on the picture was in Lincoln Park, and after giving it to the driver, Andrew sat back and rubbed his chin. "I wonder what it is that happens to Jim," he said in a voice low enough so that Feline, but not the driver, could hear him. "I mean, I was never big on history, but in 1933, Al Capone was locked up already, and all the major gangsters as well. The World Fair was this year, and I think it closed in November. What kind of trouble could he get into?"
"Well, just because all the big bad guys are locked up doesn't mean there aren't lots of smaller bad guys, right? Why would it have to be some huge crime boss that was supposed to kill him? Couldn't it just be a robbery or something? One guy with a gun?"
"I suppose so. I wonder why Howard didn't tell us more specifically."
"Well," Feline said, looking out the window at the snow, "he did say that he didn't know what happened because of all the changes to the timeline. Maybe he just has no idea and is afraid to say so."
"You know, I think that's the perfect answer." Andrew kissed her.
"You are brilliant, my love. You see right through people, even the divine ones." "Of course I'm brilliant," Feline smiled back at him. "And when we're done with this, the brilliant Feline is telling you to take me back to sunny California, okay?"
"Deal."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They pulled up at the address, which turned out to be a two-level brownstone-style house. Andrew paid the cabbie with money from the bills Howard had provided, but then hesitated.
"Driver, we're waiting to meet someone. We don't know if he's home or not. Could you park here and just let us sit in your car and watch? We'd pay for the privilege, of course."
The cabbie closed one eye and squinted at them.
"You two cops?"
"No, not really."
"Trigger men?"
Andrew smiled.
"Not even close."
"Okay, as long as you pay me, you can sit here."
The cabbie turned around and lit a cigarette. The cab was marginally warmer than standing on the frozen street, but Andrew and Feline were still chilled to the bone when a car pulled up. Andrew leaned forward, squinting through the windshield. A man got out, spoke to someone inside the car, and then slammed the door. He was wearing a fedora hat, a long coat, and smoking a cigarette, and looked exactly like the man in the photograph Andrew held in his hand.
"There! That's the guy! Okay, driver, stay here. We might need you,"
Andrew said, quickly paying the bill for the time they had parked, before getting out. The man, Jim, had now closed the car door and straightened up as the car pulled away from the curb. He took another drag on his cigarette before turning toward his front door. Andrew and Feline walked toward him with quick steps.
"Excuse me,"
Andrew said in a polite tone.
"Mr. Corrigan?"
Jim turned his head and looked at them. There was a moment where his eyes seemed to have some kind of recognition, and Andrew felt the same way. It was the way you feel when you see a face in a dream, and the next day see that face on the street. You know the dream wasn't real, but a little voice inside you says differently.
"Do I know you?"
Jim asked, dropping his cigarette to the ground and putting his hand close to his jacket's opening. Andrew recognized the move as someone who has a gun in a shoulder holster, wanting to keep his hand close to it without being threatening.
"Well, that's a better question than you might think."
Andrew held out his hands to show he was unarmed.
"I'm Andrew Picard. I know that probably means as little to you as your name did to me."
"Picard," Jim said slowly,
like he tasted the word. No, I don't know you, but...
But you did in the other timeline.
Feline decided she might as well cut to the chase.
That's what we were told in the future. That's where we live.
Andrew shot her a sideways glance, and Jim's eyebrows went up.
Timelines? Future? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, honestly, Mr. Corrigan, Jim, it's a really long story, Andrew said.
Well, I'm too busy for long stories, especially the crazy ones. Scram!
Jim turned toward the door, but still kept one eye on them as he walked up the steps in an odd sideways walk.
Wait, please! We need to speak to you!
Andrew tried again.
I don't think so, buddy. Now get out of here, before I call the coppers on you. I could arrest you myself, but I'm off duty tonight.
Jim unlocked the door and went inside, but they could see his shadow on the frosted glass and knew he was still standing behind the door watching them.
Well, that went well,
Feline said and shrugged.
Should we go back home now?
No, we're not going home now.
And you should have waited with that whole timeline thing till we had him talking. Now we'll think we're nuts. Sorry.
Feline shrugged again.
I just wanted to get this over with so we could get inside. I'm cold, okay? I thought time travel was going to be fun.
Well, I'm sorry Howard didn't make us go to Egypt and see the Pharaoh. You'd like it there. They'd probably think you're a goddess. But enough of that. We need to get this guy talking to us so we can explain ourselves.
Not now, though. He's watching us to see if we leave, and we'd better do so. Come on. He led Feline back to the car and told the driver to drive up another block and park there. Turning around in the back of the car, they could still watch the front of the house where Jim lived.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.